إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim said, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam to make this announcement, to make this adhan, to make this adhan announcement, to give the adhan of this, to say, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, and when your Rabb made it known, if you are grateful, لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ, I would certainly give you more, I will increase that blessing. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, and if you are ungrateful, my punishment is truly severe. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with ni'mat uncounted and uncountable. And the more we think about them, the more we reflect on them, the more we feel the fact that we really cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with the need of that thanks. We can't thank him as he should be thanked. We can't thank him, we cannot express to him the value, the true value of those ni'mat. You know, truly ask yourself, what is the value of a good parent? What is the true value of a good child? I'm not saying any parent or any child, I'm saying good parents and good children. What is the value of a good teacher? What is the value of a good student? It's not, even teachers have needs. It's not as if you can have the best teachers in the world, but if they don't get the right kind of students, then they cannot teach, and even if they teach, the results will not be what they would otherwise have been or could have been. So what is the value of that? And what is the value of waking up in the morning and you are able to breathe freely? What is the value of not having an asthmatic attack? What ask the people who have asthma, what is the value of being able to breathe freely? You know, I'm talking about some very basic fundamental things which we tend to take for granted. I mean, how many people thank, how many of us thank or are even aware or conscious that breathing is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you are made conscious, yes, but I'm saying before that reminder, before somebody made us conscious of the fact that breathing is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many of us were actually conscious of that? How many of us thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today saying, Alhamdulillah, that I can breathe normally? I mean, I didn't do it. I just thought about it. So Alhamdulillah, I'm doing it now and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give me asthma, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to live a life where I can breathe freely. Now, my point is that therefore, when you are saying, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will increase this blessing, what is the meaning of increasing the blessing? Increasing the blessing, of course, means whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to mean. But I'm just saying that I'm not interpreting on behalf of Allah. But I'm saying that increase, one is in terms of quantity. You have something and you get more of it. But even more importantly, and in some cases definitely, it's not a question of quantity. It's a question of the quality of the awareness of the enjoyment of that thing. And it's a natural psychological thing that when you become aware of something and you feel, oh wow, this is fantastic, it actually enhances the enjoyment of that thing. And until you are aware of it, you take it for granted. So you don't, even though you are in the same environment, you don't enjoy that environment. You just take it for granted. Of course, the downside of it also, there are people who are in an environment and then they still complain. So I'm not talking about that. Those are really unfortunate people. I mean, we should feel sorry for them. That even though Allah has given them ni'mat, they cannot see the value of that and they are only griping and carping. But I'm talking about people who are not complaining, but they're also not conscious of the value of what they have, whether it's wealth, whether it's health, whether it's influence and so on. Now, point is this. When you say that I am conscious of the value of what I have, then automatically there is a responsibility that we don't use that ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't use that blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that He has prohibited. How can you take something from somebody and use it against them? Now, in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against is not, we are not going against, and nobody can go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm saying that how can we take something from someone and use it in a way which that person doesn't like, which that person will find hateful, which that person will find painful? I mean, how can we do that? Say, for example, you borrow somebody's car, right? You borrow this lovely car of this person and say, "Can I please drive your car?" And he says, "Sure, most welcome, please drive your car." Now, you take the car, and then next thing you know, you are doing wheelies on it, and you are racing it, and you are taking it over rough ground, and the car is bouncing in the air, and all that. And the person is standing and watching, and what do you think the person says? "La hawla quwwata illa billah, why did I allow this man to touch my car?" Because he's ruining it. So here you're saying, "Oh wow, fantastic car, beautiful, I'm enjoying it." But you're enjoying it in a way which the person who owns the car doesn't like. The person who owns the car does not like his car to be used in that way. So this enjoyment of yours, is it really halal? I mean, is it really something that you can say, "Well, you know, I'm enjoying it, and I'm also grateful to this person for having allowed me to use the car," you know. Now, he said, "Yes, well, I made this mistake once. I allowed you to use my car, but never again." I mean, that's what the person is going to say, that even though maybe I made this mistake once, but I will not repeat my mistake. I will not allow you to touch my car again. And that's exactly what happens with us with respect to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and blessed us with. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us all these ni'mat. He gave us wealth, and then what do we do with that wealth? We use the wealth against Him, against His orders. He gave us wealth, and we earn that wealth from sources that He made haram. He made interest haram, but we work in places which deal with interest, and we find all kinds of reasons why this we consider it permissible for ourselves. We borrow on interest, we lend on interest, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wealth, and we use this wealth in places and in means and in things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us health, and instead of using this health in zuhud, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in doing works of good, in spreading goodness around us, in helping other people, we use this health to oppress people, we use this health in ways which are prohibited, where the health is being misused. So misusing of a blessing is really thanklessness. It is not thankfulness, it is thanklessness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. The one who is ungrateful, he should be aware that my punishment is severe. So what is being ungrateful? Being ungrateful is not only restricted to complaining and carping and so on. It's also misusing of the ni'mah is being ungrateful. Because if you are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you eyesight, and you use this eyesight to look at what He prohibited. Allah gave you hearing, and you use the hearing to listen to what is prohibited, and so on and so forth. So let us examine our lives and see whether we are being grateful or ungrateful, because the consequences are serious. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.